Remember a time when you used to enjoy snow? Remember a time when the first snow of the year actually made us excited? We looked out and saw the beauty and made snow forts and snowmen and had snowball fights and came in for hot cocoa. It's a wonderful time. And this week, of course, looking around, the awe and the wonder, if we didn't have to drive in it, lose power from it, or have to shovel it. It was wonderful. As I was looking at the snow Friday, driving along, I noticed just how everything seemed to be bowing down, even more than usual, than from this heavy snow. And you look and you see, wow, it's as if all of creation is bowing to Almighty God in worship, calling us, reminding us that as we enter into this new liturgical year, that we also are called to bow and worship before Almighty God. So often, though, our call to worship we put off. Even if we come to Mass every week, we forget that we're supposed to worship here. We so often get into the rhythm of, okay, what's the reading, what's this, what's that? Do we even pay attention to all that's going on in the Mass? For instance, the collect, the opening prayer, did you pay attention to it? So often, at least when I was not reading them and proclaiming them, for me it would be like, oh, what was that? I missed it. The words for the first Sunday in Advent are incredible. Grant your faithful, we pray, Almighty God. And get this. The resolve to run forth to meet your Christ with righteous deeds at His coming, so that gathered at His right hand, they may be worthy to possess the heavenly kingdom. Do we run forth to meet our Christ, to meet our God, to meet our Savior, do with righteous deeds? And what are our righteous deeds? Acts of worship. Coming and bowing before Almighty God and saying, here, all my life is for You. And when we come to receive our God in the Eucharist, who comes physically, sacramentally, tangibly, to enter into our bodies and our souls, do we recognize and worship and say, wow? If I were to ask you what the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit are, all of you who just made your confirmation, I'm sure you would know it like that. The rest of us might have forgotten over time. I remember I was celebrating Mass on Ascension Thursday at Trinity High School, back when I was in Exeter or Epping, I forget, but one of those churches. Anyways, I was there and I asked, who knows the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit? And one kid started shouting them out as he's going like this. And I say, did you have a test today? Did you write them on your hand? Teachers, beware. He did have a test that day. Uh-oh. But in any case, one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is wonder and awe. And this is a gift that we need to sometimes cultivate, because we forget that what we do at Mass, when we come to receive our God in the Eucharist, requires us to enter in with awe and wonder. We sometimes think, well, you know, I'll take care of that later. I'll come to a greater understanding of this. I'll spend time with my faith. I'll spend more time in prayer later. In that amorphous later, whenever that may come. We think, well, the kids are young right now. I have a hard time with this. I'll do it when they grow up. And then when they're teens, then we're running all over the place, driving them here and there and everywhere, all around the square, saying, catch me if you can. I feel like I'm Frosty the Snowman everywhere. Or maybe when they're in the college. Well, no, I need to take another job because I need to pay for their college, because college is not cheap anymore. Or when they're out of the house, now I have time to do all those other things that I was going to do. So I'll do it when I'm retired. I don't know about you, but every retired person I know seems to be busier than they were when they had kids. We always say later. Jesus says to us, be watchful, be alert. Now is the time. We can't wait for later because that may never come. Now. Now is the time to enter into relationship with Almighty God, to grow in that relationship, to cultivate that relationship, to cultivate the spiritual gift of wonder and awe. And this season of Advent, as we prepare for the Lord's coming, as a babe in the manger, and on the last day, we are called to prepare our hearts. We spend a lot of time preparing our houses, don't we? I think about, you know, all the stuff we do, putting up Christmas decorations and the trees. And by the way, you can buy some trees over by the school after Mass. Shameless advertisement. But we decorate our trees and our houses, and we have parties, and we make cookies and do all these things. My gosh, the stuff we do just to get gifts nowadays. I don't know if any of you decided to get on your armor and go out on Black Friday. I avoid every shopping place this whole weekend, but maybe you like it. Maybe you like Black Friday or Black Saturday or Black Sunday or whatever it is. But in any case, we do so much. We go so far to prepare ourselves for the secular part of Christmas. But do we prepare our hearts and our souls? Now is the time. This is the time. This is the place where we come and we worship Almighty God. My sisters and brothers, as we enter into this sacred season, this time of preparation, may we do all that we need. May we worship. May we prepare our hearts. May we reach out in more generosity. If we need to, may we go to confession to receive the graces so that we can prepare ourselves to receive the God of the universe at Christmas, at the end of time, at the end of each of our lives.